be blue, 'cause I can't see you. Richie, I love you.
Hello, welcome to Vintage Annals Archive Outsider Podcast. Today we have a really cool guest. They are part of what's called this awful library of books. They've created this archive. They're both librarians, and they kind of made this, you know, this archive about like books that were kind of useless but funny, as a way to just bring some humor, but also awareness of these books. They're not functional anymore, but their website still is HTTPS. I forget what those slashy things mean. awfullibrarybooks.wordpress.com. Hours of fun. There's like a hundred pages or more, and it's really great, and it really speaks to you know, the kind of fun. I mean, you know, I don't know if people always realize that my Instagram is also a comedy page, because a lot of them get mad at me for things because they don't have a good sense of humor. So this is a good episode because it reminds, it lets people know that we are also kind of having fun, making jokes. And, you know, sometimes I'll post as a joke, and it's apparently a joke, and someone will, like, ask me the details of the joke, you know, of, oh, who made the, and I'm like, it's a joke. Or they'll get really mad. How dare you? Oh, those people don't win the thing, you know, oh, yeah. And I don't know, man. You know, I usually block those people because they're the kind of people that report your shit because they don't get it, or they're just being jerks. 99% of the followers, great people, not going there, but, you know, it can be frustrating. So anyway, this is a good chance to kind of speak about the page being humor page. We try to make you laugh. It's fun. Don't take it too seriously. Please. Thank you. Anyway, enjoy. Check out their archive. It's really, you know, it's hours of fun. Thanks.
So where are you located, Rich? Just out of curiosity.
I'm in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
How about you all?
Detroit area.
Okay, and we're both same area?
Yeah, we work at the same library. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Do they ever check your site and tell you they're going to fire you?
No.
Well, the people who have the power to fire us get it.
There you go. I'm just
yeah,
kidding.
We've never had like...
No, I think it's amazing. I just feel like, you know, people are just so uptight about...
Oh, trolls are going to troll.
You know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've had trolls. That's
why are they writing about kids and Satan?
Why do you hate books?
Our audience is mostly the librarians and the few, you know, occasional people that like just weird stuff at the library. Like I said, the serious side of it is things that need updating, like nobody needs a book on DOS anymore, or, you know, or... a cancer book from the 1980s. So that's really the big message on it. But
yeah, we want to be careful that we don't talk about awful books. It really is a library focus for us.
Yeah.
Every book has its place. Not that place is not always the library.
Yeah. Does that make...
We are not a warehouse of books. We have to keep things relevant and current and, you know,
and curated.
Authoritative and...
Yeah.
Okay. So since the books are older, is it more reflection in the past and trying to say, like, let's be current, or?
It depends what it is.
It really is book by book at this point.
Sometimes it's just, what is this weird book and why would a library have bought this in the first place?
Yeah.
It doesn't belong at the library. It's a weird book.
Are the books, every book you have, is it one that's been in the library? Is that how you find them?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, they're not necessarily the library where we were.
We get submissions
from all over the world.
But some are just funny.
But they are library books.
Some of what you guys come from other people. And then do you also do some of your own searching, like, you know, yes. Internet archiving as well?
Yeah, a little bit.
We get them from libraries, though. That's important to us. That's why the cover art and the photography on our site is so bad, because we want it to look like it looks on the shelf at the library.
Yeah.
We don't clean up those images because that's what the book really looked like. It's ripped and it's yellow and it's gross.
Yeah.
And...
No, that's, I appreciate that. So,
well, our origin story is kind of interesting. First off, Holly and I are easily entertained by anything that's quasi immature, quasi old, quasi vintage, any of those words you want to use. But in the Detroit area around 2007 and 8, we started seeing an uptick in obviously layoffs, bankruptcies. You know, the saying around Detroit is, you know, when the country gets a cold, we get the flu.
Because the recession hit hard here.
Yeah. We were looking at 20% unemployment in our library back then. So this was a serious matter.
That's tricky.
Yeah. And then, so people are starting to request from other libraries. And of course, Metro Detroit area is also having the same thing. So books that maybe wouldn't be used were getting tapped into, like an old career or resume book. Since we're talking about like 2007, 8, 9, when this all started, there would be these career books from like the 60s and 70s that talked about how to type it up with a typewriter.
How to put your weight and age on it.
When you say career books, what do you mean by career books?
I'm going to call it resume job hunting books.
Okay, like how to, like,
yeah. People that hadn't searched for jobs in decades.
Yeah,
we're laid off from Ford and GM and the big Detroit area. The recession hit us hard. And so these people were like, I haven't written a resume in a million years. I'm now unemployed. Let me go to the library and figure out how to do this.
Was that book, something about how big is your parachute? You know what I'm talking about? Is that that world?
Yeah. It's published every year. That's still a current book.
But that's the kind of thing we're talking about.
Yeah. Exactly.
Good. Okay.
But I mean, most libraries have more than just a handful of these things. Some libraries, because believe it or not, a lot of folks come into the library for that reason. I think a lot of folks misunderstand that we're there as a kind of social service as well, helping people kind of, you know, move on to the next phase of their life or whatever.
Do you feel like you get into like even some career, even almost like career advice, or you might want to check this out, or maybe you get a grant for this? Do you like both doing that kind of work? Like,
oh, absolutely.
With a social.
I would be careful to say we give advice, but we move, you know, we help people find the information they need so that they can do those things.
I gotcha. So but you enjoy helping people in that way, which seems really nice.
Especially because since a lot of these people were out of work for the first time in 20, 30 years, I mean, they were not up to speed on how this whole thing works, you know, electronic resumes and filling out applications online, you know, even though that's still pretty much an infancy. I mean, a resume is still a basic necessity for job hunting. Even now, it's just in a different format.
I imagine these older books would have directions to, unlike how to use a word processor.
No, they were even older than that.
That's thinking about my own, like even my own life, like I had my college papers. I was 90, class of 92. Everything was a, you know, I didn't have an internet. We just had a big ass word processor.
Thanks
for
both of us.
But go on, I'm sorry.
I used a typewriter to type up my resume. So actually, it was more of my peer group, that was
job hunting.
So we had a lot of things that, like, no, that's not how you do it. So anyway, as Holly and I entertain ourselves with old books, we did get really concerned because people are requesting other books that are old, like telling you to put your height and weight on the resume, make sure you identify yourself as a woman versus, you know, or a picture or any of that stuff that was done in the old times. But at the same time, you can take it the WordPress part. Holly.
Oh, yeah. So in 2009, Mary and I were going to speak at a library conference about collection development, which is how you develop a library collection. Yeah. And we were like, this is the most boring topic of all time. We have to jazz this up a little bit. And so we started talking about like these weird things that we would find, not necessarily in the library where we worked, although sometimes, but just in library catalogs, because you can search other library catalogs. And we would be like, look what this weird thing that I found on any, not just job searching, but on any kind of topic.
Yeah.
And we were like, we should, as part of this presentation at a library conference, we should include these weird books as examples. Yeah, so like,
and it's kind of a humor thing too.
So that's the impetus. That's the full start of
So we created this website. No one looked at it but Mary and I for, I don't know, 6 months. And then, I don't know, a guy tweeted about it, a well-known library
person
tweeted about it. And the next thing we knew, we were the, I don't know, website of the day for what site was it?
It was Time Magazine's website.
Holy shit, yeah, wow. Yeah, yeah.
But that was their online
Jimmy Kimmel content. Called us and they're like, we want you to be on the show. And so we were actually a guest on the Jimmy Kimmel show in November of 2009.
Yeah.
And so it just sort of snowballed.
You don't get a lot of rock star librarians on my talk.
Well, now you know too. Of course, that was 2009. That's going back a long ways. The website has existed since April of 2009. We started to just look for weird things in our library, in other libraries in our area. Just we started asking for submissions.
Yeah. And the other part of this too is one of the functions of libraries is to be current on technology. And Holly and I used the website as a way to teach
ourselves.
To learn
our skills. We wanted to learn how to use WordPress.
Yeah. And because we have no talent other than librarianship.
Do you identify as archivists as well?
We do not.
Okay.
We are not archivists.
We're not, but I guess you would call us a kind of an electronic.
We're archive adjacent.
Archive adjacent. Yeah, I would call us in the amateur category, but we know other archivists professionally, they would be cranky if we looked ourselves.
Right. And the way I am with this stuff, I've gone through every book you've posted.
Oh my God.
Because I had done a few posts of your stuff because I love it. And I can't stop till I go through everything. And I've done two, and they've gotten a lot of love, which is cool.
I said that had to take forever. There's like 10,000 posts or something.
I have this system where it's just like I can do it. I'm a photographer, and I've gotten this editing system where I everything my brain can just boom 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 boom. Like I'm not reading. I didn't read all of them. I'm just like sure. covers. And I mean, it was maybe an hour or two, but you know, like that to me is I love that stuff. It's like looking through old records or something.
Well, when we first started the site, we would just put the book cover up. But then a couple of people wrote to us and said, oh, you got to see some of the interior pictures. And then we started expanding into the interior pictures. If you look at our 2009 posts, they're
horrible.
They're horrible. I mean,
people that are within the library, do you get, do people that are more technical that give you shit about this kind of stuff or not so much? Just, you know.
I'm sure they're polite about it.
Librarians understand the point of our site because there is a collection development piece of it. We're not just talking about awful books. The site is called Awful Library Books. And so there's a point to it. Like,
so what is that definition? What is that definition? If you don't mind sharing.
If it's on the shelf in a library where it's a weird choice. Maybe it was fine back in the day. Like, we're public librarians, but there are also, you know, weird things that are found in university libraries, or like it really should be in an archive at this point, but it's hanging out at your neighborhood branch public library for anybody to find. Like, why is it taking up space in these places? There's cost associated with books on a shelf.
Right. What would you say are the main categories of awful that you find in
currency? For sure. Like, if something is just old, like you can't have a book about cancer that's more than 10 years is really pushing it.
Yeah.
If you are going through cancer treatment, you want information from the last couple of years anyway. 10 years ago, you're helping no one. It's like librarian malpractice or law. Like, you're going through a divorce and you need information about the law. Mm-hmm. How is a book from the 60s or the 70s or the 80s or even the 90s at this point going to help you?
Yeah.
The main ones.
Now, if you were in a library that has more archival, even that kind of library probably separates the old because of context. In other words, that's a legitimate research to, you know, how did the public deal with certain things back in the day? Context is everything. But at the same time, if you want current information, you don't pick old things.
The other category of our site besides currency is just weird. We find things that are just, some of the ones we sent you are weird, like psychic pets. That's just weird. I mean, if you're into that, that's great. It probably circulated for a while because people were curious about what is this book?
Yeah.
One of the books you posted, I found, I just gave it away to a friend, but it was like something in the 80s and it was basically like teaching like social skills for conversation. You know which one I'm talking about?
Could have been actually, any number of them like that.
So, and then when I dug more in it, it wound up being part of this, like, this series made for girls in the 80s that apparently was pretty problematic. They'd make books where they would, like, there were books that would be about like, say, women, you know, like hygiene, and they would make these really crazy statements about this should, you know, your labia should look like this or that. And it was apparently people had some real trauma around those books. Do you know?
I can't think of which one that might have been.
I actually have a couple in mind on that, but I'm not sure how detailed it is. There were lots of
books. One is like how to talk to somebody, and it's.
We had a hard time coming up with a top 10 list for you. We had to break it down.
And I actually bought the book, which I just gave to a friend, which I could show if I had it. And it was just so cool because people were like, it brought up all this conversation about people's reactions, because it was apparently a series for young girls. And it seemed like it had a religious kind of context that was like shaming these young girls.
And there were a bunch of those on our site.
We have a bunch of
those. Yeah, I think some of them, there were books about like, you know, and some of them would be like more just like books about, you know, I don't know, about like, does, you know, Johnny likes you? And it was just, they were just very creepy.
Yeah.
Anyway, we don't need to talk about it. I just wanted to say that it did lead to a whole conversation with a bunch of our fans. And then I kind of dug deeper into that. And it was just cool that it was found through your stuff. So let's go through some of these. We can go one by one just to kind of talk about them. Let's start with cat flexing.
Was one of Mary's picks.
Cat flexing is exercising with your cat. I just think that's a hilarious concept right there. So,
and the cover is fantastic. Look at what that woman is wearing.
Yeah. I like that you put in the pictures.
Yeah.
And but you can see where the barcode on the cover was ripped off. Like, we leave that kind of stuff in our photos.
But a lot of it is just something like it'll have a weird title, or, you know, I think there was a dog book we had that was called Mrs. Jones on All Fours. Or whatever. You remember that one? It was a dog training book. And I just thought.
Are you looking for like innuendos? Like, are you looking for, I mean, are you kind of in with the humor where it's like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously that one is, you know, has some, you know, other innuendos.
If we can make the joke, we will make the joke.
Yeah. What was that book, Holly, you said? Remember, it was one of the financial one, and I swear to God, it looked
like... Oh, it was like a key on the cover? Like a mortgage book, maybe?
But it just had...
It was very phallic.
There was nothing wrong with the book itself, but we just...
Except that it was old. It was very old.
But it was also just a fine book for what it was.
The book is fine, but the cover is ridiculous.
Are you writing the commentary on this page?
Yeah,
most of the time. You can see Holly usually takes care of our submissions. I write the ones that I find.
If it says submitter, that's what the submitter said. I literally copy and paste it.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. I didn't know if you
Holly
were like.
And I will make comments on that.
And but then I add my own.
Okay.
If there's no submitter or, you know, who said what, it's mine.
I will say sometimes we leave the obvious joke for the commenters.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
One of the best parts about our site is, too, the commentary. I mean.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Some of it is so clever.
I'll have to dig into it. I've mostly just scanned for covers and for posting, but I haven't really dug into that part. All right. Macrame accessories.
Glorious macrame. And again, the barcode is all crossed off with, you know, marker. There's the dude with the vest.
It almost looks like he's like a leather daddy, but in macrame.
Oh, he was probably so fashionable whenever this was published, 1977. Height of fashion.
I still am trying to figure out that quote skirt, unquote.
That it's like a skirt with just the like just columns.
Yeah.
Belt for hot, shy hot pants wear. I mean, can you? That begs the question: Can you wear hot pants and be shy? Does that work? Does that go together? I don't know. I mean, most people wearing hot pants don't think they're going to be shy.
And then the final image that I love too is the bra.
Yes.
So
that is awesome. Do you both happen to like 70s like macrame in general?
I was a child in the 70s and late 60s,
all right.
So I do remember the craze itself.
On that macrame book, there's a commenter that says something like, everything macrame looked like a plant holder, like whether it's a skirt or a vest, like everything looked like a plant hanger.
I mean, 40,000 best baby names is a lot.
Here's the thing about the baby names books. The reason I put that in there, because it's an example of a book that no one would think is problematic at all. It really doesn't go out of date, baby names.
It has a list of death row names for boys and death row names for girls.
Bad to the bad to the bone death row names.
Yeah.
Bad to the bone.
It's just stupid.
Boy names for children of lesbians and gays. Really? It's ridiculous.
What? You're not going to
name?
I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people named their child John Wayne Gacy. Yeah. In parentheses.
Maybe.
Or Hitler, about, and you know?
Does this book get kind of a little racist, maybe?
For sure.
For sure.
I mean, it seems like they're just making up variations of kind of somewhat out there black names in the first place.
Yeah.
And kind of making fun of that whole, you know. And
every list in this book is ridiculous. There's famous mob names. Like, you have this beautiful baby and you name them Lucky Luciano.
Famous mob names. Girls' names for children, lesbian, gays. I have a submission I'm gonna make that I think you'll like. It's
Chloe or Daisy or Gloria or Hillary. Names for children of lesbians and gays.
Yeah.
How does that make any sense?
I'm gonna submit a book, and I'll admit, this is the book I stole from the library. Because nobody would ever look at it.
Tell us that.
I worked there. I was a volunteer. Nobody went in that library. I took one book that I kept pretending I was going to return.
You know, as a public librarian, we cannot endorse any.
I am going to be donating this book, but it's a great. It's a book from it was made in Sweden or something, and it's foreign, but it was essentially about two dads raising their daughter.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just fucking hilarious. And there's this one section, these cartoons that are after that are kind of like talking about those issues. And it's like a guy and it's a, you know, a cartoon of a man and a wife, and they're walking, and the wife says, she's like a, you know, kind of like a gay man in like short shorts, and she's like, oh, I can't, you know, they should be hiding or something. And then he goes, well, you know, I used to be gay. And it just starts years, and it's just this amazing stuff. Yeah, I don't steal from libraries, and it definitely wasn't stolen from Philadelphia.
Is that the moral of the story? Don't steal from libraries.
Have you ever, in terms of this stuff, have you ever thought about putting these full books up?
It would be a copyright infringement, so no.
Yeah.
We cite our books carefully and we keep it under the limit.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to Psychic Pets.
Psychic Pets.
Again, that was one great cover.
Yeah, and actually it's not a bad choice per se, but it's just kind of funny. Cover, and you know,
and my comment is whatever those pets on the cover are picking up on is freaking them out.
I think that's what is making it funny. Whether it's a bad book or not, I'm not the person to make that judgment.
The comments on this post are fantastic. Oh my gosh, there's just this whole story being told.
Yeah. Psychotic pets, not psychic.
The dog and cat on the cover remind me of some of the entries on the crappy taxidermy blog. And the next person said, I had to Google crappy taxidermy. Now my eyes look just like the ones that cat on the cover
had. Dan, all right, let's move on to Satan for Kids. So
this
nobody
is
nothing in the world that people that are really just like more than mentioning Satan in terms of relation to their children.
This book is probably, it had the most comments on our website ever.
It is the most popular post of all time. It also has a part two because people begged for more photos.
Yeah.
And
let's get into this one.
This author, we had gave her her own category because this woman has so many amazingly weird books.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about satanic ritual sacrifice in children, and part two has naked children dancing around a campfire, people in robes.
This is probably the result of, if you remember, the McMartin preschool in the late 80s.
No.
Google that for everybody who's, you know, listening here. Is the McMartin preschool, they had made, it was a huge hullabaloo, and probably on every talk show at the time, that they were accusing a daycare center of doing this kind of stuff. And so this woman wrote a book about it.
Okay.
And it's meant to be serious. Like, this is advice for just in case your child has been abused by Satanists.
Yeah. And it's for children.
And it's for children. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, there's for the kids. I have to admit, I love stuff that, you know, it seems like a good idea at the time, but they don't really think about it and how creepy it is towards kids. One of my favorite moments, and I don't love this film, but I remember seeing the Benjamin Button film.
Yeah.
And I knew once I started watching it, I'm like, how are they gonna do the moment where the old man is hitting on the young girl under the table? You know? And I feel like that's what I mean. Like there's these blind spots that people make this stuff, and it's like, did you not really think this out?
Yeah. That is all the time. I mean, you can see that example almost every book to a certain extent.
Yeah.
People aren't thinking through what they're talking about here.
No. All right. Let's get away from Satan and children.
Yeah. But I recommend everybody look at that. We had to close down the prompt.
All right. You know, and if you ever ask the question, what would Jesus craft? The answer is coming up for you.
This is maybe my favorite post of all time. It's in my top two or three anyway.
Yeah.
Because the projects in the book are so hilarious. Like there's Jesus riding a dinosaur with a nacho platter.
Jesus loves my ass? What?
Yeah, it's a tongue-in-cheek book, obviously.
And like a plate with bloody, oh gosh, let me find the photo. The daily bread plate. And so you're eating your SpaghettiOs. And as you eat them, you can see the image painted on the bottom of the plate. And it's like, I don't know, bloody Jesus or something.
Sometimes I find certain parody sites are too close to the source and you don't know if it's real or not.
I think that's kind of the beauty of this one. You could almost see it. Yeah, but this one is a really funny one. And this is still currently in our library.
In our library?
Yeah. I looked it up because when you guys put it on the list, I said, you know what, just in case somebody asks, it hasn't done, you know, great since we put it in the collection around 2015.
So it hasn't checked out very
It's
much.
Been about 6 to 7 times. So, and it hasn't been checked out since 2018, from what I can tell from the record. But then given COVID and all that, everything's kind of wackadoodle after 2019.
Do you find the religious stuff to be mostly like anti-gay propaganda?
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
anything with anti-gay propaganda tends to be religion. How about that?
A better way to say it.
Has that gotten better or worse over, like, in terms of the stuff you find, has that changed? Is it better or worse?
I haven't actively looked for a lot of that.
Okay.
Same, honestly.
No, I mean, yeah. It makes sense.
Especially newer publications. I don't think there are that many anymore. I think also most Americans realize they have a gay relative somewhere.
Yeah.
You know? Well, if you have the website in front of you, put in the search for Alfie.
Oh, Alfie. Yeah.
You could have put that one on. Just type in Alfie in our search bar.
Alfie's home?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Gayness explained.
But this premise of this children's story is Uncle somebody is sexually abusing.
Sorry.
And it's because he's gay, not because he's a criminal.
Because he's a creeper, yeah.
So it's also, so all they did was put Uncle in counseling. And the reason the kid grows up and he gets married and it fixes him.
Yeah, so creepy Uncle Pete got some undefined help. Now Elfie isn't gay anymore. He's grown up and has a wife. There's a category called Department of God on our site.
That's the woman you were talking about?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, a lot of the posts in that category.
Yeah, and I also stick the kiddie books. I'll put them in both categories.
Yeah.
Kiddie books.
I'm curious about the hate. I mean, I want to keep this light, but I'm also just curious. To me, I find it funny when people freak out at nonsense. So do you have any favorite stories of a public library
any day of the week and you can see people freaking out over nonsense?
Do you have any like stories about your favorite hate mail that was just ridiculous or anything that like, have you ever had your life threatened or anything crazy like that?
No, it's never been that bad. We once posted a book about, oh God.
I got the feeling we were going to be doxxed or something.
It was about, I can't even think, about men.
Yeah, it was, I think they came against of all being bitches and, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, like why men are superior and whatever.
And also
the men got pissed that we posted this book.
Yeah.
And they said like, because my last name is Hibner, they were like, Hibner, that's awful close to Hitler. That maybe is one of the worst comments I've ever received.
Yeah.
I mean, you roll your eyes and you move on, but that maybe was
a I will say overall, we try not to get into a political point of view on this. What we're doing is pointing it out from a library. And part of it is, I not that I particularly want to start anything. That's the worst thing in the world I want. And because most libraries have a variety of opinions and types of books. So it doesn't happen on our site that much. That's, for whatever reason, the guy that got Holly, they are usually people from the outside who just trickle in and they only read the, they only see the front cover and they freak out and they don't read the entire post or, you know, because it really is going to have a library focus on it.
There's a line that libraries often say that a good library has something to offend everyone.
Right.
Like, we don't judge which side you're coming from. We just bind you the information you want. Whether I agree with it or not is not the point. I will get you what you ask for. We've definitely had trolls on our site, but
But they usually are over. It's like manageable. I said, you can't. We believe in no feeding the trolls.
Let's go back to On the Catwalk.
Okay, this another is Holly's one. Favorite.
This is another good one.
Tell me why.
Find this one it is... here. Because who dresses up their cat like that? First of all, these cats have wigs and hats and little fluffy whatever's rabbit ears. It's ridiculous.
I just want to know how they got the cats to do that.
Benadryl.
Yeah,
probably.
We're not even convinced that these are real cats, to be honest.
Yeah,
I think they're fake cats, and I think the book is a joke. I don't think it's real, but it's still funny.
But let's go into You Can Survive Atomic Bombing.
I love Red Scare literature, mostly because I'm of that era when we had to fear, and you know, we had to practice in school hiding under our desks for nuclear bombs.
Because that was going to help you.
Yeah. But the particular one we have there is just so ridiculous. Yeah. Especially because the illustrations are the guy in the hat carrying a stretcher. He barely looks like, you know, he's must. You'd think nuclear holocaust might, you know, pull up some dirt here and there.
And then he just showered it off. The radiation, he's fine now.
But it's the panicky illustrations of this book that just made me crack up, not to mention
it was written in 1950. What is it doing on a public library shelf in 2013 when this was posted?
Yeah,
which is 10 years ago, by the way.
Yeah. So, and of course we all know now that you can't survive nuclear holocaust. So
Be bold with bananas, which also has a bit of a
this is one of my favorites in there. And Holly and I even went overseas to find this actual book.
It was written in South Africa by the Banana Control Board.
Yeah, Holly was in for a conference and I had the guy ship it to London for her to pick it up because we just love the pictures in this book.
I'm very uncomfortable with the candle and candle photo.
Yes, you are. So is everyone else who looks at it. There's no good picture in this book. No.
But we have just howled over this, and it's just amazing.
The title is funny. The fact that there was a banana control board was funny. The photos are funny.
I want to go to The Complete Guide to Meeting Women. 1991.
Bomb Chicka Wow Wow. Yeah.
Bomb Chicka Wow Wow. Sorry.
Yes.
Isn't that cover amazing?
What's the has there been one title that you just took forever to kind of land on? What's your process for picking the titles?
Our post title?
Yeah.
We're not that clever, but every now and then
we hit it. This is one of the more clever ones, and this is Holly's writing here. So maybe she's just more comfortable with this topic.
Oh my God. I'm not really comfortable with the advocating date rape as a way to meet women.
I know.
The whole thing is
especially in 1991. I mean, come on. Like,
that guy is straight out of the 70s, first of all.
Is that cover. Is do you think the guy in the cover is Don Diebel?
Yeah, it is.
Maybe.
Is it? Let's look into some. Tell me about some of the text here that you appreciate for being awful.
I think the funniest stuff is the how to be a date rapist, essentially. And just kind of the whole, and even if, let's say, you accepted this ridiculous premise, the idea of putting an ad in the newspaper or coming up with dumb lines, you know, all the dating books that are directed at men are probably the worst. The dating books directed at women are quite different.
There's apparently a chapter in this book about how to find an Asian mail order bride.
Yeah.
Which is problematic, right?
Are there any books here that you've never been able, that you didn't post for some reason? That you found you're just like, I can't.
We have the Nazi Denier series. Was that volume set?
Holocaust deniers. It's like a 7-part series or something.
Like 7 volumes of this stuff.
Made our point with one and we're letting the rest of them go.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And part of me worries about giving too much credence to that. You know, like, yes, we can do one, but I don't want to sit there and hammer it because it might turn the wrong kind of thinking.
Do you deal with people taking books? Are you at the front? Does your work involve being at the,
checkout desk?
Yeah.
We do not.
Okay.
We don't work that, but we work the reference desk, so we're directly in
contact. Right. Do you ever just giggle at what's up? You ever just lose it at someone's asking you, like, just
to their face, but we have. Lots
you have a story.
Of
do you have, oh, a, for do you sure. have one or two stories you're willing to share in that,
Mary
in that category?
Mary has all the good ones. Like, oh, an older woman came to her at the reference desk, and
which one is this?
The one with the gun in her bag?
Oh God, yeah.
And she was like, "Well, if he comes back, he'll be." She opened her purse and there's like a handgun. This was the late 90s when that was not a thing that happened in public libraries. And this little old lady was like not having it.
Yeah.
And then there was the person who said she had found out about clown ministry.
Oh my God.
So that was her thing, which is fine. And she said, so I need to choose my clown face because I want to be buried in my clown face. Like, this is going to be my new persona. And it's so important to me that I minister to people through clowning that I want to be buried in clown face. And so all we could picture was like, you go to a funeral and there's a clown in the casket. Like, and choose your face carefully.
But the actual question she asked, is it legal to be buried in Michigan with clown face?
We're like,
did you figure it out?
Yeah, you can probably be buried like that anytime, I guess.
Do whatever you want.
I would imagine maybe some funeral home directors might have a comment or two.
If you both could design a library, what would it be like?
The place where I work, where Mary and I work, is about as close to perfect.
Okay. Tell me why.
Because I'm going to say it also has a balance of helping staff deal with the public. So we're at our best. A lot of libraries are understaffed, underfunded. So you have librarians that are trying to do everything, plus help their community with no relief. Holly and I both worked where it's been 40 plus hours at a reference desk and you can't even get time to go to the restroom or, and it's hard to be in the public's face. The whole job. You need a way to kind of, and it can be very tough to do that. So we are very lucky to work here because
from the other side of that perspective, I think our library is perfect for patron reasons.
Yes.
We have a perfect balance of traditional library services and very current cutting edge. You know, we have a maker lab and we still do traditional book clubs and, books are still important to us.
Yeah.
But we're also very technologically savvy, our staff is, and so we provide to the public exactly what our community needs and wants.
Yeah, so it works out that way. I mean, especially because Holly and I have been in it since, you started in high school in libraries, didn't you, Holly?
I did.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt, but I wanted to end it with where we should have started is, how did you both get into, what made you both become librarians, if you don't mind?
Holly threatened me. it started out like I had just repatriated from Europe. My husband was overseas for Ford, and I had two little kids, and I used to be an accountant, and I just didn't want to go to that job. And somebody said, oh, they're looking for extra help at the library. You know, you're good with the computer. Why don't you, you know, go and apply? Holly actually interviewed me in 1998, which was kind of funny on its own. And then
that's how you met?
Yeah,
and she was great. Oh, wow. And then we talked her into going to library school and getting her master's in library science.
Oh, wow. So that's literally the answer. It wasn't a joke.
It wasn't a joke. I think it was like, and let me help you pick your classes too, because she and I, we both were kind of interested in the same things. So she would say, okay, I took this kind of class. So
I took government documents, you take law. I took health and science, you take whatever the other one was.
Social sciences, I think. But
so between us, we had everything covered.
So it was very much a symbiotic relationship. And then, I said, we sat next to each other.
We shared a desk for 10 years.
Yeah.
Easy. And then I switched jobs, and then I brought her to my new library too. Like, you need to work here.
Yeah.
Well, Hal, give me your background, but then I want to have one more question. How did you get into this on your own?
I was a shelver, a page they're called, in high school, just a high school weekend job or whatever. And I loved it. My family has always been library goers, you know, library users. So I grew up going to library programs and using the library. And so it made sense for me to work there when I was old enough to work. Mm-hmm. And then I was a circulation clerk when I was, because my background's in education too. I was an elementary ed teacher. So while I was in teacher school, I was working part-time as a circulation clerk. And then I finished teacher school and I was like, I'm just going to go to library school. Got my master's in library science. So it's sort of been a lifelong progression for me.
It was the obvious choice. Career, because I think it's the perfect career for people that are easily bored.
Yes. Generalists.
You can go everywhere. You can do anything.
We saw the reaction at that library conference we spoke at when we were showing these weird examples of book covers. We were like, people really like this.
Yeah. And like I said, at the same time, we were learning about web stuff. And I said, well, we could always put those books up on the web.
On a website.
Yeah.
All right. Let's learn WordPress while we're at it.
Yeah, you know, we wanted. So it dovetailed a lot of interests for us. And it kind of just coalesced when we kind of realized we were onto something. In fact, I have to laugh because one of the kids that was helping us put the website together and then port it over to a new site. You know, we started getting too much traffic for our little, you know, baby site, I call it. But he says, do people realize that you're just putting trash out on the internet? And I said, yes, it's awesome. So.
Did I tell you our plans for the future of Awful Library Books?
Oh, no.
I think I told you in an email.
Tell me now. Yeah. Tell me now.
Okay. So the site is 14 years old. We are getting old. We've told the joke a billion times. We're kind of over it, to be honest. Yeah.
We do still like this kind of thing.
We're still posting occasionally. We used to post 7 days a week, and then we posted 5 days a week. We post a couple times a month now. We're not growing the site. We're turning it into an archive. We're actually downsizing some of the old posts that never really got a lot of traction. We're just deleting that stuff. The backups are too big. Yeah. So we're going to leave the best of the best, and it'll become an archive. We're not actively looking for Awful Library Books anymore. If we find them, that's great. If they're submitted, that's great.
Are there other projects that you might think about taking, and unrelated to this, that you might, you know, take on in terms of the world?
Depend what it is. We're both late career librarians, and we're definitely scaling back more than we're taking on new things.
We also had a change in management at our recent library, and now we're being exposed to a lot more exciting
it's fantastic.
I
don't know if you can talk about what are some projects inside the library that are exciting to you.
Well, the makerspace is evolving big time,
And the library of things, we call it. We're circulating things that are not books. So a lot of libraries circulate. Libraries circulate like
musical instruments,
telescopes.
And actually, one of the
really cool
neighborhood libraries here in southeastern Michigan is one that started in World War II that didn't
have tool library.
It's a tool library, and you can check out tools.
Because you don't want to buy this one tool that you need for a project.
Yeah.
You have to spend a bunch of money on it. You're never going to use it again.
Grosse Pointe was one of the first to do that because of the war effort during World War II. And
So our library is talking about circulating board games and puzzles, and we have Wi-Fi hotspots. And so library things is another fun thing that's coming around. We also have a seed library. So if you're into gardening, you bring your seeds from last year and people can just take them and then they leave.
The sad thing for Holly and I will be, we want to do it all, but there's only 40 hours a week.
Oh my God, I hear you. And do you have the freedom to come up with these projects yourselves and pitch these projects?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It was great meeting Mary, Holly. Thank you. It was great meeting both of you.
Thank you.
You too.
Take care. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for checking this episode out. This is my third one of these I'm doing today, and it's been a long day. I'm a teacher. I get home, I'm pretty tired. I love teaching. I teach special ed. Good thing. Good deal. Thanks for checking this out. This is, again, I would highly recommend checking out Awful Library Books at WordPress.com. So much fun. Please check out our Instagram page. I've been doing that page. We're about to turn 13 in February, and we've got over 71,000 posts, and every day almost I'm done. I'm like, what's left? I'm like, I don't know there's nothing left. So having a website like this, awfullibrarybooks.wordpress.com is it's a treasure trove of posting. So check it out and enjoy. Thank you so much. Take care. We thought indifferent.